Bug infestations and insects in general are a large source of discomfort for most of the population. However, when sophomore Lam Lee was young, an insect invasion ignited a lasting interest in arthropods, specifically ants. When I was a kid and my house dealt with a lot of bugs, I grew up around ants, Lee said. Carrying over his interest in entomology, the study of insects, from his childhood, he continues to pursue research relating to invertebrates. Lee plans to start 4 small ant colonies in the school's advanced science research classroom. Lee explains, "My parents don't like me keeping them in the house, so I brought them here to school." Ants, in many ways, are the most accessible type of insect to keep. "They're not like other social insects. They're easier to keep than bees, and it's cheaper," Lee described. "They're pretty low maintenance." Aside from feeding them sugar from time to time or observing them, Lee leaves the ants alone. Earlier last year, his old colony passed away from old age, so Lee collected 4 new queen ants to start anew. He plans to work with 3 species, 2 Lasius ants, 1 Captoponus ant, and 1 Formica ant. Currently, these ants are being kept in the ASR room's fridge to stimulate hibernation for the wintertime. Lee started his colonies by finding his ants in the wild. "You can catch the queen ants easily, you just got to pay attention," Lee said. Queen ants are distinguishable by their larger abdomen and wings, or wing scars. Once the queen ant is captured, it must be placed in a test tube setup and kept in dark conditions with ample water, prompting the queen to start laying eggs. Soon after, worker ants will begin to populate and grow the colony. Colonies can also be obtained by finding and digging them up in the wild. However, Lee warns against this method. "I have dug up a colony, but my parents weren't happy about that," Lee said. He later returned them to the wild after persistent pushback. Lee is presently involved in an ASR project studying solitary bees and hopes to continue his insect-focused research beyond SPA. The 4 ant colonies are still too small to run experiments on or collect data on, but Lee plans to catch more insects this spring to grow his collection, observing and monitoring their behaviors and growth. Similarly, sophomore Ethan He is a proud owner of a few creatures, including crabs, shrimp, a turtle, and fish. Like Lee, he grew curious about aquatic animals at a young age through the exposure to these creatures. "When I was in Taiwan, there were like a bunch of streams with shrimp in them that I used to catch to put in my turtle tank," he said. "I'd go to any random river, and I collected them with a big cup and stick." When he moved to America, not only did he have to leave his turtle behind, but he also had to change his method of crustacean collection. "In Taiwan, you flip a rock and there's maybe a crab or something. Here, I just go to a store to buy it," he said. Presently, he keeps 2 tanks at home to store his creatures. One is a half-land, half-tank to store his crabs, and the other is a fully submerged to house his shrimp and fish. The species of crab he keeps are called vampire crabs, distinctly known for their orange, purple, or blue coloring. "I initially had 3 of them, but then they bred, so now I have a lot more, and I can't count them up," he said. Because of their rapid population growth in the crabs, he's thinking of selling a couple in exchange for a wider variety of fish, a single vampire crab going for around $18. His current fish population includes plecos, guppies, and gourmamis. His shrimp population contains 2 different species, vampire and cherry shrimp. Cherry shrimp are very common, bright red and only 1 inch long, while vampire shrimp are around 3 inches long and have fan-shaped arms and can eat above the water. Taking care of his sea creatures is also a relatively low-risk task. "They eat whatever, so you don't even need to feed them. They like plants like algae," he explained. "Everything in the animals need to survive is planted and growing in the tank." He and Lee have carried their fascination with insects and sea creatures since childhood, inspiring them to take care and strive to learn more about them. Despite owning very different sectors of the animal world, they can agree that their favorite thing about owning their menagerie of creatures is simply watching and observing them. "They always look cool, especially when they eat stuff," he said.